USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hours before a shooting took place at the Washington Nationals baseball game on Saturday, shutting down the game, a six-year-old child was shot and killed Friday in a drive-by shooting in southeast Washington, D.C. Her grandmother, Andrea Courtney, has some words on Fox News to the people that did this.
I pray that when they close their eyes at night, they see her face. When they wake up, they see her face and find it in their heart to turn themselves in. I'm praying for that. I'm praying for justice for my granddaughter.
Police released a video of the suspect vehicle, a gray or silver four-door sedan. Naya Courtney was just 6 years old. A Tokyo court gave prison terms for the American father and son accused of helping Nissan's former chairman, Carlos Ghosn, escape to Lebanon while awaiting trial in Japan. Michael Taylor was sentenced Monday to 2 years in prison, while his son Peter was sentenced to 1 year and 8 months. Ghosn was charged with underreporting his compensation and a breach of trust in using Nissan Motor Company money for personal gain. USA Radio News.
Nothing is more important than your vote. Now, lawmakers across America are pushing for election integrity to make sure your vote really counts. All this week, Newsmax's Sean Spicer and Lindsay Keith are exposing the flaws in our voting systems and how to fix them. Make sure you watch Spicer and Company tonight on Newsmax for the real truth about your vote and how Texas, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and more are in the crosshairs. Everyone is watching Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. And you can watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax is your trusted news source. Every night, watch great shows, starting with Spicer & Company, Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Cortez & Pellegrino, and a lot more. Go to Newsmax for real news. Watch it today.
The recall effort against Alaska Governor Republican Mike Dunleavy that was halted actually will go forward now. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau sorts things out.
The Alaska Supreme Court has ruled that a recall effort against Governor Mike Dunleavy can go forward. A recall committee filed an application to remove the governor, alleging he lacked fitness, was incompetent, and neglected his duties. The Alaska Division of Elections denied the application, saying it was not legally or factually sufficient. The recall committee challenged the division's decision in the state superior court, which ruled the recall application was valid. The state appealed that court decision to the Alaska Supreme Court, which ruled on Friday that the allegations in the recall petition are legally sufficient. Dunleavy, a Republican, has 17 months left on his term.
Grocery store operator On the Vine Marketplace in Scarborough, Maine, has paid over $27,000 in fines to the Department of Labor after an investigation found that some miners employed by the business were cleaning power-driven equipment in violation of federal laws. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Blue Origin has been given the green light to blast off into the uppermost atmosphere with civilians wanting to experience space. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Spaceflight company Blue Origin has been cleared for its first ever crewed spaceflight, which will take founder Jeff Bezos and a crew of three others into suborbital space later this week. That mission set to lift off on Tuesday morning. Former astronaut and professor of mechanical engineering at Columbia University, Mike Massimino, says that the development of the space tourism industry can bring a long-term benefit to humanity. He tells ABC News that more access to space will open up many possibilities.
And as the access to space increases, just like my students, when I was a student, there'd be absolutely no way, even just a few years ago, for students to be able to fly something and experiment in space, and now they can. As the access to space becomes more prevalent, people can envision themselves going, or what research they might do, or what products they might develop, or what they want to accomplish in space, because now it's possible. So I think it's going to let people be creative to come up with things we can't even imagine that can be done in space travel.
Isaiah Stokes, an actor who appeared in Law & Order Special Victims Unit, Rescue Me, Boardwalk Empire, The Americans, and Power TV shows, has been indicted on second-degree murder in Queens County, New York. According to the district attorney's office, surveillance footage shows Stokes firing into a car on February 7th. Tyrone Jones was hit in the car and later died. If convicted, Stokes faces up to 25 years to life in prison. He will be in court Monday. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.